Coming up, students with suicidal thoughts are not finding adequate care at UConn's Counseling and Mental Health Services. The Violence Against Women Prevention Program and the Women's Center take back the night for victim survivors of sexual violence. And later on.
Rights are under attack. What do we do?
Stand up, fight back!
Muslim rights are under attack. What do we do?
Stand up, fight back!
My adrenaline is kind of kicking right now just because, like, we just want, I don't know, we just want a more inclusive environment, and we don't want to see these types of things on campus and then have it covered up by the freedom of speech rhetoric.
All that and more coming up. Stay tuned. Good morning, UConn. Happy Friday, and welcome to Husky Nation News right here on WHUS Stores 91.7 FM. This broadcast is in collaboration with the Daily Campus, UConn student-run newspaper, and UCTV, UConn student-run TV station. I'm your host, Daniela Donsell, and this is the news for the University of Connecticut of this week. Mental health is a serious topic of conversation and concern at the store's campus. It continues to grow after an anonymous student revealed they were put on a wait list by Counseling and Mental Health Services after admitting to having suicidal thoughts. Daily Campus correspondent Nayela Suleiman writes that after the student admitted to having suicidal thoughts, CMHS decided their case was not an emergency and put them on a wait list for a support group. The student's mother intervened, worried that the process did not move quickly enough, and the student dropped to a part-time student status. Students have voiced their concern that CMHS has limited resources and is not adequately funded, such as in a demonstration held by students in March calling for CMHS reform. CMHS Director Elizabeth Krakow says surveys show there is a high satisfaction rate with students currently using the services offered, with over 90% satisfaction. Krakow says CMHS hopes students get involved in mental health organizations and conversations on campus to address any changes that need to be made. Reform is not only being called for CMHS, but also for residence halls. Suleiman reports an RA has concerns that RAs do not get enough training for serious mental health situations, despite having mental health assistance training. UConn Physiology and Neurobiology major Omar Tawe says CMHS does a good job at planning initiatives to improve services, but the concerns of students are rarely heard because there are no channels for it. Excuse me, it's a very serious topic for me. The proposal has been in consideration for over 2 years, but the decision has finally been made. A new American Sign Language Studies major will be available in fall 2020. Daily Campus correspondent Rachel Phillipson reports UConn's Board of Trustees approved the new major last Wednesday. UConn ASL Studies professor Linda Pelletier says unlike the ASL-related minors, the major will be far more comprehensive, with additional credit requirements in the most advanced ASL courses offered and with more Deaf Studies coursework. The major will offer two concentrations, one in Deaf Studies and one in interpreting. Pelletier says this major will help students learn how to communicate in another language that is dominating powerful fields in technology and healthcare. USG is bringing more seats to the table with cultural and minority diversity in mind. Ashley Anglesano of the Daily Campus reports UConn's undergraduate student government unanimously voted for 5 new seats for cultural centers and diversity groups, bringing the total number of multicultural seats to 7. Incoming USG President Priyanka Thacker says this will make the Senate more diverse and ensure perspectives for advocacy and activism. USG Public Relations Director Omar Tawe says the official titles of the positions are still undecided, but he says they will range from black seat to LGBTQ seat to disability seat. These seats are open to the entire student body, though Tawe says to fill in the seat, you should be a member of the marginalized community to run for the position. A quiet historic tower is getting another chance at life thanks to 3 UConn students. UCTV news anchor Ryan Kim reports that Hartford's 130-foot tall Keeney Memorial Clock Tower is now restored. 3 UConn engineering seniors of the Mechanical Engineering Senior Design Program worked together to get the bells ringing again. UConn Today reports seniors Henry Chorchain, Garrett Murphy and Spencer Padgett collaborated with the City of Hartford, the nonprofit Friends of Keeney Park, and Keeney Park Sustainability Project. The tower was constructed in 1898 in Longmeadow, Massachusetts, and is said to be the city's only freestanding tower. Turning Point USA returned to UConn to spark conversation between conservatives and liberals. WHUS News reporter Kate Arellano has the full story.
History did not repeat itself here at the University of Connecticut on Tuesday, April 9th, when conservative speakers from Turning Point USA came to campus, for violence was completely avoided this time around. Conservative speaker Lucian Wintrich encountered a much different fate when he hosted It's Okay to Be White at UConn in 2017 and was arrested after a scuffle happened with an audience member who took his papers from the podium. The trio that took the stage this time consisted of TPUSA founder Charlie Kirk, Director of Communications Candace Owens, as well as YouTube personality and talk show host Dave Rubin. The group was shocked to find out that a professor had allegedly been telling students to reserve tickets so supporters of the conservative nonprofit organization could not attend.
You know, she can counter the ideas. That would be fine. Imagine if in this class, although I guess in an English class it wouldn't have even been applicable, but imagine if she would have said, you know what, here are five things Charlie Kirk has said, here are five things Candace Owen has said, and let me rebut these things.
UConn spokesperson Stephanie Reed said in an email that if the comments were in fact made by the professor, it would not have been an attempt to infringe on students' First Amendment rights, as her encouragement for a nonviolent protest would be protected under her First Amendment rights as well. Despite what may or may not have been said, UConn freshman and member of the TPUSA UConn chapter, Zach Files, said he thought the event was successful.
As a member of Turning Point USA, I volunteered for the event to help out and promote free speech on campus. I think we had a great event tonight, promoting dialogue on our university campus. Lots of viewpoints were expressed, which I believe is great.
Rights are under attack. What do we do?
Stand up, fight back!
Stand up, fight back!
My adrenaline is kind of kicking right now just because, like...
UConn freshman Daniela Alvarez, on the other hand, said the group had no business here on campus.
And we just want, I don't know, we just want a more inclusive environment, and we don't want to see these types of things on campus and then have it covered up by the freedom of speech rhetoric.
TPUSA has caused much debate on college campuses across the country with their spring 2019 Campus Clash Tour. Texas State University has just proposed to ban their Turning Point chapter from campus, according to the Washington Examiner.
I don't know, it's just very frustrating that these people are being protected by the university and the administration and everything like that, but people like us who are more progressive and we want to get a change and see change on this campus, we're being blocked off from these things. And
Alvarez was part of a protest that formed outside of the student union, which included some students who attended a counter rally at the Castleman building earlier that evening. The counter rally, in addition to the protest organized by Industrial Workers of the World, were held to protest hate, as Kirk and Owens are often referred to as white supremacists. Reitz also said in her email that a student's decision to boycott the event, for which he or she claimed a ticket, is in itself a form of expression protected by the First Amendment. For WHUS News, I'm Kate Arellano.
Students march down the streets of stores to empower victim survivors of sexual violence. Let's listen to WHUS News reporter Andrew Smith, who has all the details.
On April 17th, 2019, at about 7 p.m., roughly 70 students gathered in the Student Union Ballroom for an evening of empowerment and healing. Described as such by the Women's Center, Take Back the Night is an annual event for victim survivors of sexual violence, created in collaboration between the Violence Against Women Prevention Program, or VAWP, and the Women's Center. Once everyone had settled into their seats, two students took the stage and offered a brief overview, contextualizing the history and importance of the event. The theme of this year's Take Back the Night was a Mexican proverb, quote, "They tried to bury us, they didn't know we were seeds," end quote. Following the introduction, a brief video was played featuring students involved in three different organizations, VAWP, the Men's Project, and Greeks Against Sexual Assault, or GASA. Individuals in the video were asked a variety of questions pertaining to their thoughts on the importance of the event and the implications of the aforementioned theme. Undeclared freshman Sydney Osborne said it is important to have events like this for students to attend.
Well, it definitely brings visibility on a huge campus like UConn. The only way to raise awareness for these issues is to be persistent and to gain as much visibility as possible. That could just be one march here or doing things like getting involved with the Women's Center at your school or with the programs through there, like the VOP program, for example, at UConn.
Sophomore and political science major Harry Zahner said he felt compelled to attend the event.
It's a way for women to claim their space, and it's a way to fight back against sexual assault on college campuses, which is a gigantic problem.
Then megaphones were handed out, the chanting began, and the march was off.
2, 4, 6, 8, no more violence, no more hate.
2, 4, 6, 8, no more violence, no more hate. Whatever we wear, wherever we go, yes means yes and no means no.
Wherever we wear, wherever we go, yes means yes and no means no. Claim our bodies, claim our rights, take a stand, take back the night.
So Take Back the Night has been going on at UConn for decades, and it's just a really powerful event for victim survivors to heal and feel that they're in a community where they feel supported and validated.
VOP Ambassador Michaela Garvin said changes need to happen at UConn regarding its approach to sexual violence.
I think change means that people understand that gender-based violence and sexual violence aren't just, you know, rapists jumping out of the bushes. It's intimate partner violence, and it's stalking, and there is there's a lot that goes into it, and I think that college students understanding that is very important.
After reconvening in the Student Union Ballroom, the Speak Out portion of the event began. This portion was dedicated to giving victim survivors the chance to get up on stage and discuss their own experiences with sexual violence. Although the speakers must remain anonymous, the stories and experiences they shared forced attendees to recognize the pervasive nature of sexual violence on college campuses. To conclude, a coffee house was held in the Women's Center. The purpose of the coffee house was similar to the Speak Out, but designed to be a much smaller and intimate space for those who may have been uncomfortable sharing their stories with a larger crowd.
For WHUS News, I'm Andrew Smith.
And now a quick weather report. It's the month of May, but April showers aren't done yet. Today we've got likely rain with a possible thunderstorm after 3 p.m. Otherwise, it'll be cloudy with a high near 54. Tonight, the rain and thunder continues likely before 3 a.m., and then a chance of showers with a low around 49. On Saturday, we've got more rain, mainly before noon. It'll be mostly cloudy with a high near 68. And then going into the night, we'll see some rain with a low around 49. Doesn't look like we'll see some sunshine until Monday. That's all we have for news this week. We'll be taking a short break, and when we get back, we'll have a conversation with an unexpected guest, myself. Stay tuned.
Hey, what's up? This is Lindsay from Snail Mail. You're listening to WHUS Source.
We're back. Before we begin, from this point forward, the views and opinions expressed on this WHUS News Department show are those of the hosts and guests and are not necessarily the views of the staff, management, or licensee of WHUS Radio or the University of Connecticut. So the reason I say I am the interviewee today is because I have a special guest here who's going to be interviewing me. We're doing a little switch today.
Yes, we are. Hi, everyone.
Hi, Kara. Do you want to introduce yourself to our guest, even though you're already an agent and host?
Hello, radio. I'm Kara. I'm the incoming, I guess now current, because we made the switch this week.
That's true.
The current news director for WHUS Radio.
Woo!
Woohoo!
I know. Yeah, this week has just been a bunch of just change.
Yeah.
I had to teach you so many things, and I was like, very emotional.
Yes, it's been a very emotional week.
It's been a very emotional week, and I apologize for earlier. I was like, for some reason, while I was reading the news, it hit me that this was the last time I was going to do this. And I was like, ugh, I can't do this. Anyway, I'm okay.
This is the 30th episode.
It's the 30th. Happy 30th, Tuscan
yeah,
Nation
happy
News.
Happy 30th. I was putting in the news packages last night, and I was like, oh my gosh, this is number 30.
Isn't that crazy?
That's weird.
Did you ever expect we'd get this far?
No. Episode one, I was like, wow. How long is this going to last?
Honestly.
Hopefully we can get to 60
oh,
or 100.
Nice. Honest. Oh, let's wait. Let's wait.
Yeah, that's like, that's a while from now.
That's a while from now.
Let's see if I can produce one next year.
You'll be fine. You'll be fine. So take it away, Kara.
Okay. So, Daniela, as we just said, this is your last Husky Nation News episode as a host, because
yes,
we won't rule out you coming back as a guest.
It's true. It's very possible that I'll come back as a guest. We'll see.
So we're going to do some wuss-related questions, because obviously everything I ever talk about is wuss-related, as my friends love to point out.
So actually, just before we do that, let's clarify for people who are not part of WHUS.
Oh, yeah.
Like, we call WHUS wuss. That's, like, very wuss culture. Like,
that is really wuss culture.
That's, like, our thing. So when we say wuss, that is what we are referring to. We are referring to the radio station you're listening to.
It's just, like, an inside joke with everyone at the station. Sorry if nobody gets it. It's just this radio kid culture.
Definitely.
Gross. Okay, so yes, it's your last WHUS/WUS show.
Yeah.
You're graduating in like a week. Yep. How are you feeling? What's going on?
Oh, geez. Yeah, like I said, it's very emotional. I don't know how to process it. We had our last news department meeting last night.
Yeah, we did.
Got a lot of nice gifts. We put a family tree. We got it. I put it on my wall, on my inspiration wall. I cried a lot last night. Cried during the show today. I mean, it's just all tears. No, but it's bittersweet, and it's very, it's also very rewarding to have this moment where I can like reflect and look back and like everything that I've actually done and all the things that other people have done. Today there's going to be my very last news package going out. It was like this huge compilation I did of like the academic year and all the stories we did. And I was able to listen back to like everyone's like first few stories when they started out.
Aww.
And I was just like, oh my gosh, they've improved so much. I'm so proud.
I love that.
So yeah, bittersweet. But also, you know, that's just life. It's just, you got to move on at some point and do new things. So we'll see where the wind takes me.
Very wise. So kind of going into that, obviously you've been news director for 2 years.
Yeah.
And we all like to say that you kind of built it from the ground up, made it how it is. So what are you most proud of that you've achieved in this time as news director?
Oh gosh, I think it would definitely have to be this show, Husky Nation News, because when I came in, the news department was barely starting. We had like maybe 5 people that were a part of the group, and all we did was news stories on the website. And that was great. It was awesome. Like, people did their little news packages and we put them up and cool. But in my head, I was just like, okay, well, but what's the point? This is just, we're literally just a blog putting up news posts. Like, that's not how we should be when we have a full, like, 24/7 radio station, like, right here at our fingertips. If UCTV can put up their packages, like, on TV, why can't we put our content on the radio? So I busted my butt to get through. I had to get so many people trained in such a short amount of time, because my goal was to get us, when I thought about this idea, it was a spring semester, and I was like, I need to get this started for the fall, so we have our first episode in the fall, which meant I had to get everyone trained before they left for the summer.
Yep.
And I was like, okay, I gotta get all this done. I had to figure out the format, figure out like the guide to get people, and like the entire thing that I was most fearful of is that no one wanted to be a host, because like, okay, what college student's gonna be like, yeah, I'll give away my free time to write news packages?
Me.
I was like really afraid. I was just like, dang, no one's gonna want to do this. It's gonna be a one person show and it's gonna suck. But no, people joined, and we had like a good 4 or 5 people for the first round, and we went up to like 7 to 8 people for the second time around. And I'm just like, oh my god, it's going so well. And I'm just so proud of the way it turned out. And I'm proud that like people have been able to find it on iTunes and listen to it. And people are excited to be guests. They're just like, oh yeah, I'd love to be a guest on your show. Just like, that just warms my heart. And I'm very proud of everything that the news hosts have done for me, and that I've been able to accomplish this dream of mine.
Yeah, I know that I've been trained technically since freshman year. And then I was just too scared to go on the air. So I just kind of sat on that. And then once you were like, oh yeah, I want to do a live show. Would you be interested? I was like, oh, now I can finally, like, I don't have to have the pressure of coming up with songs and having a DJ name, but I was like, I can still be on air,
right,
write stuff, have guests, because my parents really, 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 really wanted me to be on air.
Oh, really?
So yeah, this is like a dream come true for my mom and dad, even though they're probably not listening right now. But that's okay.
No, my parents are listening. They're probably, my mom's probably crying because she heard
my
me
mom.
Cry. Yeah, but it's okay.
That's right. It's an emotional week for everybody.
It's
allowed to. You're allowed to cry this week.
Yeah. It's going to be very strange after this because usually on Fridays, that's like my work day. I dedicate Fridays to my WHUS work, and now I can't do that.
You'll just have to watch me.
I just
got to
watch.
And just be like, oh, look at her. Look at her working. Working.
You're going to do a great job. No.
So, what are your. I don't know if I want to do the worst or the best. We'll do the worst first. What is your worst news department memory? And then what is your best one?
Oh my gosh. That's a hard question. What is my worst news department memory? I would have to say, oh geez. Well, I can say what my best memory was definitely when, I have so many, but I definitely would have to say one of my best memories is, well, actually, last night was one of my best memories. Mm-hmm. We had such a great time.
That was fun.
It was very fun. People were having a great time. People were laughing and everything. But I have some other, like, there are a few. So I said this at one point during one of our meetings, where I have memories with literally each person that I just remember, like, little snippets of when I first, like, trained you or something. So, like, Kate, who we heard the news package from earlier, one of my favorite memories with her is that she got so excited when I showed her a podcast episode.
Oh, right. Right.
And she was so excited. She was like, I want to do that. And I'm just like, I can help you do that.
Cute.
And there was one time where Sarah, one of our OG HNN hosts, she, when she first came in here and I did her training in the studio, I remember she was I was training her because she was bringing in a guest, like, live into the studio. And I told her, okay, so that you don't seem rude, to make sure to take one of your headphones, like, off one of your ears so that it looks like you're paying attention to them, but you're still listening to the levels. Mm-hmm. She was like, wait, I can do that? And she literally did it. And she was just like, I feel so professional. Like, I feel so
cool.
And
Sarah.
I was like, oh, that's so sweet.
Gotta love Sarah.
Exactly. So I just have all these little memories that I have from everyone, and I just treasure them so much. I think the worst memory I have is, well, I don't want to say worst because I don't have, like, really bad memories. But I do say, I will say one of, like, the most stressful memories I've had.
That's probably better.
Yeah.
One.
There was the one time you were the producer of H&M for the first
that
time.
That was just so stressful.
It was so stressful because not only me, but Allie, who was the host that day.
Oh, you both were
we
late.
We were both late because there was traffic, like, unexpected, like, literally out of
stressful.
Nowhere. And I was like, I was calling you, trying to get you on the phone, and you weren't answering. And I was just like, she's gonna be so mad that, like, that I'm not there. And I was trying to get you, and I think you were scared.
I was scared because I was also running late just because I was in class, and I was like, oh shoot, Danielle is calling me, she's gonna be so mad. And I was like, hey, I'm almost there. And you were like, yeah, me too.
I was really like, yeah, I need you to do everything I was going to teach you, and I'm going to teach you over the phone.
Yeah, nope, that was pretty stressful.
That was very stressful, and
oh
I was
God,
like, oh my goodness.
So funny.
All right, Kara, do this. I was teaching you things I'd never even shown you before, and Allie was, like, freaking out.
Shira was there just like, it's all good, guys.
Yep, yep.
Don't worry.
She was, like, the one calm person.
True. I felt so much. I think I only was able to do it because Shira was just like, you're fine. You can do it. You're good. And I was like, I'm good.
Yep,
I'm good.
It's all good.
I'm okay.
Yeah, that was definitely probably the most stressful I've ever been.
That was very stressful.
It was very stressful, but it was a good time. Good memory.
Yes, good stuff. I know. Now I look back on it and laugh. It
yeah,
was funny.
Exactly.
It was very funny.
It was very funny, but yeah.
So what would you say? You've written a lot of stories in your time here.
Yeah.
You've pulled a lot of weight here. What was your favorite story that you've written? And then alternatively, what's the favorite story, your favorite story that was written by somebody else in the news department?
Ooh, okay. So I know my story is definitely one of the very first stories I wrote. I wasn't even the news director. I was still a member. Mm. It was a story about Suicide Prevention Week that was happening here on campus. And I was covering the keynote speaker, which was someone named Jamie. I'm going to get their last name wrong. I'm so sorry. Tchaikovsky or something like that. I'm sorry. But I can tell you that Jamie has a nonprofit organization called To Write Love on Her Arms.
Mm-hmm. I've heard of that.
Yeah. And so it was the first time I've heard of it, heard of him. And I went, it was, and I had so, I learned so much about just the organization and like mental health on campus. And I had a friend at the same time who ran a club called, I can't even remember what it was called, but it was essentially a self-care club where it was like you would come in and we would just like paint, or we would like give each other stickers, or, you know, do things to help like encourage each other to take care of each other and all that kind of stuff. I think the reason I love it so much is because I worked so hard on it, and it was like my first real in-depth story where it wasn't just the event. I pulled in other resources to make it like a full-fledged story, and I really fell in love with it, and I was really proud of like the audio editing that I did. I'm sure now I could audio edit better, mm-hmm. but at the time it was like the first time where I felt like I had like a really good solid story, and it was something that I could be genuinely proud of. And I still listen to the story every now and again because I just love it that much. So that was definitely my favorite. And then a story that someone else did that I loved, particularly from this semester, Maria Shaw did her first story.
Yes.
And she did a story about MESA, the Middle Eastern Student Association. We did an excerpt of it on this show, I think last week or mm-hmm. something. And it was basically a feature of the president of MESA. I believe it was the president. And they were talking about getting a Middle Eastern cultural center on campus. And it was a very well put together story.
Yes, for her first story.
For her first story.
So good.
She went in and she went big and she got it done. And I think I loved it the most because it got a lot of traction. I saw like immediately, like mm-hmm. a lot of people were sharing it, a lot of people were talking. And it's a hot topic on campus that doesn't get talked enough about, yeah. I think. Like it's something that we all are aware of. And it's just like, okay, well, what are we going to do about it? And no one really knows what to do about it. And so I really loved how that story came out. A very close second for me was the Officer Tildy story.
Oh, yeah.
Because it just came out so cute. And so I was like, cute. Oh, I love it. It came out great. So, yeah.
Those and Kate and Maria are both freshmen.
And they're both freshmen.
And they're already doing the darn thing.
I know.
They really
it's
did
crazy.
Not need to go so hard this year, yeah. but they did.
So definitely those two.
So I think we have time for one more question.
I think so, yeah.
And that would be, do you have any advice for me?
Oh,
I think you've already
goodness.
Given me so much, but just for the sake of this show.
Yeah, of course.
Any life advice? Any doesn't have to be what's really just any general advice.
Life advice. Oh gosh, my mom's really good at this. My mom gives really good life advice. I'm pretty bad at it. No, I think I will tell you that the work is not easy. What we do here, just like news department and just like specifically, we do a lot. And
that's
so
true.
Don't be afraid to take some time off when you need it, because that was the one thing I was really bad at. I was not good at like delegating and telling people to do other things. And I just, but that's just the personality I am. I take everything and I just put it on myself. And so I really learned, particularly this semester, how to delegate and be like Las Vegas. If you weren't willing, I would have totally done everything remotely.
Gosh. Insane.
I honestly would have. So don't be afraid to delegate. Don't be afraid to ask help from the news department members, because that's what they're there for. And don't be afraid to experiment with your stories, because now you have time to pick up really big stories or really small stories and to try different things on Audition, which is the audio software for people who don't know.
You're not a radio kid. Just stop that.
There's two pieces of advice I love that I actually got from this semester, technically last semester as well, from our broadcast professor, Stephen Kalb. Shout out to Kalb. he says two things. One, this is something that got me through college. So when you go into your senior year, think about this. Don't get it perfect. Just get it done.
Mm-hmm.
Just don't worry about it, like getting all the minute details perfect. Just get it done, and whatever you didn't get right, you'll get right the next time. Because I always get hung up on small little details, and just remember,
so do I.
You know, just get it done. Mm-hmm. If it's due the next day, get it done. And then the next one I will tell you, and I would apply this in everything you do in life. Don't forget to have fun. Like, don't be serious all the time, like me. have fun. You know, make the stories fun. I always tell people, like, yes, these are new stories. That doesn't mean we can't have fun with them. Have fun with your script. Do something a little bit different if you want to. Try new things and make them as fun as you can, because at the end of the day, as terrible as I hate the saying, you do only have one life.
YOLO, everybody.
But you do. It's true. So you might as well have fun while you can. You
That's
know what
very
I mean?
True.
So, you know, enjoy it. Enjoy it, because it goes by so fast.
It does go by so fast.
It goes by so fast.
I'm not happy about it.
I know. But we are at the end of our show.
We are.
Unfortunately, I just want to say a big thank you to all of our listeners for always tuning in. Again, as you can tell by my croaky voice, I'm very sad this is over. No, but it's been a pleasure to have been your news host and you're being your news director. Kara, you're going to do wonderful, marvelous things with the news department. I can't wait to see it next year.
Thank you, Daniela.
And to finish this all off, as always, this broadcast is in collaboration with the Daily Campus and UCTV. A big thank you to them, and a big shout out to Ethan Smith, the creator of our theme music, which, quick backstory, Ethan Smith is the younger brother of a really, really good friend of mine from high school, and he did this voluntarily, so thank you to him.
Thank you, Ethan. I love the theme song.
But yes, for the final time, I have been your host, Daniela Dunsell, and you are listening to WHUS Stories 91.7 FM. Thank you.